This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post on CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Tuesday morning. Taz and the Moose with you right here. CBS Sports Radio coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Mike, Pete, across the way, Heller with your updates. We go right up until 9. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, man?
I'm fed a Midland Moose, but I'm here. And I'm happy to be here for today with you. We have a lot to talk about. It's going to be a good show, and we're looking forward to having a special guest later on, a regular, as has been on the show many times.
Yeah, Corey Chavis is going to join us a little later on. Corey does a great job, former defensive back in the NFL and DraftNasty.com, and you also see him on CBS Sports as a college football analyst, does a great job scouting college players and certainly these teams. As we have all the bowl matchups and everything and the like moving forward, Taz. So it'll be interesting to talk to Corey coming up in the third and final hour. And, you know, speaking of football, the story comes out yesterday about, the New England Patriots and an NFL investigation and, you know, videotaping the sideline as the Cincinnati Bengals made the National Football League aware. The Patriots had a production crew that reportedly inappropriately filmed the field and the sideline during Sunday's game between the Bengals and the Browns in Cleveland and accepted full responsibility. I guess they're putting out a video called Do Your Job, in which they're talking about how you scout teams, and we know about the history and the Spygate and the Rams and the Super Bowl and Mangini and the Jets and turning the Patriots over and, you know, all the history that goes along with the New England Patriots and filming and whether, you know, and prospective opponents or opponents here moving forward. And now here's the latest and greatest investigation.
I mean, yeah, it's, I don't know your stance on it, your opinion. If they're being sincere, the Patriots and Belichick basically said, as far as the football part of the team, saying they had nothing to do with this. And this is all on a production crew because they're making this film, the show, Do Your Job, as you just laid out. I know it's tough for me because it seems like I do have an axe to grind always with the Patriots. I understand that, and I'm not a fan of them, obviously. But I got to tell you, I mean, it's just like, it's like how many more times? I mean, it's like you hate to say someone's guilty before they're proven guilty and they're innocent first. But gee whiz, I mean, come on. It's been so many situations here. I mean, it's always them. They're always up to something. There's always something sketchy going on with them, and there's usually a camera involved.
There has been that history. You're right about that. But I'll give you my thoughts. Let's hear what Belichick. He was asked about it yesterday. WEEI. Here he is on the taping allegations.
I have absolutely nothing to do. We have absolutely nothing to do with anything that they produce, direct, or shoot, or anything. I've never even seen any of their tapes or anything else. So this is something that we 100% have zero involvement with. We have absolutely nothing to do with the production people and what they do for the TV show and everything else. I tape a TV show with them, but that's there's no involvement whatsoever with them. I've never seen a tape or anything that they've shot. I have no idea what really this is about or any specifics on it. All I know is what I've been told, and yeah, I'm sure that they gave them everything that they wanted.
Well, and listen, the crew is, they're independent contractors. They were hired by the New England Patriots organization, right? So they're not guys or gals that work all season long. I guess they were, you know, working in that city and shooting what they were shooting at that time. So this is much different than, you know, an assistant coach or a scout or something like that, you know, filming hand signals coming in from the sideline and then the prospective play, which was what Spygate was all about. And, you know, Belichick was asked by Robert Kraft at the time and was asked how much did it really help you. And he said, you know, minimally, I think he gave him a small percentage. And then Robert Kraft told Bill Belichick, and, you know, this is, you know, part of that lure, then you're a fool. And so I look at it now, Taz, I have a hard time thinking the Patriots are doing this again. I really do. You can look at the Pats and they're taking on, you know, the Bengals and Browns game, and you know, you think the New England Patriots. I mean, I don't personally. I don't think there's a lot. I get the history of them, and I think that with the history of the New England Patriots, it's hard to give them the benefit of the doubt. I get all that. Do I think that Bill Belichick was going down this path again and shooting the sideline and using that to try and gain an advantage? I really don't. I don't.
My opinion is, I think what Bill Belichick said, he's being honest. I think that he has nothing to do with it. I don't think he has anything to do with anything with an independent contracting production crew or person. I don't think he has anything. I think he's honest on that. But this is just my opinion. I'm entitled to give my opinion, and it can be far-fetched. I could be way off, and I'm not trying to insult anyone. I'm just giving my opinion, okay? I would not be shocked if Bill Belichick, to one of his email accounts, gets a link, or one of his coaches gets a link to some video footage every once in a while to a team, for a team, or just some footage, and he has nothing to do with it. Or somebody he knows that coaches with him gets a link, maybe not him, and he keeps it away from him. And he don't want nothing to do with it, he's not involved. But hey, if they happen to have footage and they could see signals or what the coaches are doing on the sideline from an upcoming team. Now, look, the Patriots already played Cleveland. We know that, okay. And it's not like the Browns going to the playoffs, and they're going to play the Bengals next, and the Bengals stink. And we know the Patriots are going to smoke the Bengals, of course. But I just think this is something that's very sketchy. I'm not saying Bill Belichick orchestrated it. I wouldn't be shocked if Robert Kraft orchestrated it, because who was it? The reporter, the sportscaster, who works for Diana Rossini, who works for ESPN.
Yeah, Rossini.
I saw something on Twitter. She had put out that, I'll read her tweet right here. A source tells me a Bengals employee was watching the videographer / cameraman who identified himself as a Robert Kraft employee. The Bengals employee kept an eye on that monitor. The shot was of the Bengals coaches and staff on the sidelines for the entire first quarter. Now, if that's true, if her source is telling the truth, you're shooting something like a hard shot for the entire first quarter. Yo, listen, man, I've been in TV business for a while in my career, not as a cameraman, but working and how to kind of shoot things, just like you have, Moose. That's a little sketchy if that's true.
Yeah, that is. I mean, you know, if that's true. I mean, you know, the NFL has that, you know, the NFL has the video. They're investigating. They're looking at the video. You know, that's someone, you know, a Bengals employee. The individuals were credentialed by the Browns. You know, they were given the right freedom. They were told what was going to be happening, that they were, you know, the Patriots were putting together a web series called Do Your Job. So that's all on the up and up. It's not like they snuck in without being credentialed by an NFL team, but they did get credentialed. They were given the okay to be there. They were given the okay to film. If that's indeed true, I'm not denying. I think that's sketchy. I guess at this stage, I just have a hard time thinking that he's going to go back there. Maybe he can't help himself. Maybe he has gone back there. Maybe they decided to use this kind of avenue in order to film the sideline and use this web series as a little bit of a shadow game in order to give them some cover here, Taz, to what it was ultimately about, and that was to try and gain an advantage against an opponent coming up. I'm not saying that's not out of the realm of possibility. It is the Patriots. I guess I just look at it, you know, with all that they have accomplished here and with how much their name has been dragged through the mud and how people like to, you know, and all they brought it all upon themselves, I don't know. I guess I think it would be so foolish for them to go back to that again. That's the point I'm looking at.
I understand what you're saying, and that's why I don't think Belichick's involved. I think sometimes him or his staff might get some information that could help them win and get an edge, and but he keeps his hands clean. So he can go on a radio station like he just did up in Boston and say what he said and be honest. Hey, I have nothing to do with, we have nothing to do with that. That's how you word it, right? We.
Well,
so
right.
When he says we, I think he means him and his coaches. That's what I'm assuming he means.
Right, but if he's getting the video, he knows about it.
Well, he don't know where it came from or how it came from. So if he gets a video, whatever, weekly for argument's sake, or maybe he don't get the video. Maybe somebody on his staff gets the video. Maybe his son gets the video. Who knows? Again, conspiracy theories here.
Yeah.
Maybe he sees the video, or someone that works for him watches the video and tells him, and he says to him, listen, I don't want to know nothing. Just tell me what we got to do against this team.
I'm just telling
him to keep himself clean.
I get it.
The Astros, they're getting busted left and right, as you know. We covered that with the Astros, with using video and what they've done. Teams, they're all cheating. Some do it better than others. I think the Patriots just are bad at it. They get busted all the time.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if they've gotten busted. Let's see exactly where this investigation
does go.
Well,
in the past, they've gotten busted.
In the past, they did, right. I mean, I don't know if this is that. I would still look at that as being involved. I mean, if you're getting video, if a coach is getting video, if you're being given information, if your staff is being given information based on video that's being leaked from this production crew, and if these are all independent contractors and they don't work for the New England Patriots, I would imagine they'd be singing like canaries today.
Not if they sign a confidentiality agreement and get paid a bunch of money.
I was
an independent contractor for a lot of years for WWE, and we had confidentiality agreements.
But you're also on the air.
I understand this
is a film crew that's basically hired on probably like a day rate to go film somebody in terms of, you know, what a scout does on a day-in, day-out basis, an advanced scout looking at an NFL team. There's a significant difference there. You're a main commentator on WWE, on a nightly, weekly basis, and doing SmackDown. These guys are basically hired from town to town to where they're just, behind-the-scene production assistant, camera guy. You know, they're looking to kind of connect the dots. I'm sure they've worked for 8 different companies this fall.
They work all over the place. There's a ton, as you know, in TV that do what you just said.
Right.
But I just thought,
one day they're working for NBC, the next day they're working for ABC.
And WWE has camera people like that. Same thing, like you just said. But they do have their regular crew that they'll hire, they'll contract for the year. But that's a lot of shows, and like you said. But it could be, because they're doing this Do Your Job series, hypothetically. Maybe they hired a small crew and contracted them for this whole series. You know, look, I know what you're saying. People can sing like a canary. I get you on that. But you get a billionaire like Robert Kraft and his team that sign you to a contract to do a job, okay, and there's language in the contract that's confidentiality. Even if you're not on air, I do think you're going to be a little nervous to chirp. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I get if there is. My point being, you're absolutely right. If there is part of that contract. I was just pointing out that I got a sense.
So it's different if you're on the air. I agree.
And the other thing is, I also think it's different if you're hired by the team for the entire year. If this is what you were doing and you're following, you know, the next week's opponent around, Taz. You know, that's different. If you're hired city to city, you know, if they're just calling up Joe Blow from New York and saying, hey, we need you to be such and such here.
Right.
We're going to meet you. We'll get you credentialed. We're going to pay you this rate for this day. You know, show up with said camera and what we need in terms of technically. You know, that's much different than a guy getting hired all year. Listen, I don't know. I here's the deal. When this kind of story comes out, everything that you're saying is absolutely the case, and everyone in terms of what people are feeling, because it's impossible to give the Patriots the benefit of the doubt. I'm trying to give the Patriots the benefit of the doubt on this Tuesday morning, but based on their history, based on the very fact of they're looking for any kind of edge they can possibly get at any point in time, and they're willing to push the boundaries.
Especially now, they're a little desperate, a little bit. Well, I'm just saying they haven't
the
been playing
thing
like
is,
they
it is the Bengals. They
no,
do
no,
stink.
No, I don't. No, I agree. But they don't. I mean, it's, no, totally agree with you on that.
If it's the Baltimore Ravens, Taz, then maybe I.
No, no, I know. Even I, know, a little bit I more. Totally agree with you. And a lot of people would feel that if it was if you're doing it against the Ravens or the Bills or whatever, you know, I get that. But the thing is, I just think that they could be in a little bit of a desperate state. You know, yesterday you were out and I was sitting here with Andrew. We were talking, and I brought up the fact. And, you know, I'm sure you saw the Patriots game on Sunday. And the thing is, they were running, you know, and we've seen them run gadget gimmicky plays before. But I kind of felt like, hey, is that an act of desperation that they're running some, you know, that they're trying to get an offensive flow going to some degree, and they're running little gimmicky plays. You know, usually the Patriots line up and just come right at you.
Well,
and,
you pointed that out when they were running inside the 20-yard line. Remember they ran the Edelman?
Yeah.
I pointed that same thing in terms of, you know, why would you take the ball out of Tom Brady's hands unless you feel like you can't win at the point. But you're right. I mean, it does say a lot. Now, this was set up before their game on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is not a case
that's
of
true.
So that's one thing that you look at. I mean, it was set up in advance. Nobody's calling up the morning of and saying, hey, a film crew's coming over this morning. I need them credentialed.
That doesn't happen that quick.
Right, it doesn't happen that quick. So that has to be set up in advance. I mean, probably like a week. I mean, maybe
I would think
a week.
Yeah,
I would think probably about a week. I mean, it could even be 3 or 4 days, but the point being, it's not set up that morning.
No, I agree with you.
You know, so... I mean, that's where we're at. We'll see where this investigation does go. The one thing I would think, though, Taz, is that for the NFL league office, based on the history here, they're not going to do the Patriots any favors. If there's any, my thing is, if there's any signs of guilt, like, they're going to throw the book at them. Goodell and Kraft are no longer that close. We saw what Goodell did with Tom Brady and Deflategate and the deflated footballs and the suspension. Now, that's the one thing I think is that I don't think...
Let me interrupt you. I'm with that because I don't remember. When it came... was it the ball boys? Like, who leaked that info about the air? Do you remember? Because I don't remember about the balls and stuff with Brady.
Well, I thought the Colts brought it up.
So somebody who worked for the Pats that was doing that kept it on the down low. It never leaked out. Just like with the Astros, with the science thing, with the video. That wasn't anyone chirping. That was a former player, a former pitcher for the Astros.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but those guys were also, they were two guys that worked in the, that worked for the team.
With the balls, you're talking
about. Correct. This I got a sense that these weren't exactly employees.
No, I agree. These people
are independent. So that was the difference. If you were telling me, if it came out that these guys were, guys and gals were lifelong Patriot, you know.
Employees.
Yeah, correct. That they travel all over.
Like benefits package.
Correct.
The whole nine yards.
Then independent contractor for anybody, you know, you're just getting hired for a short period of time. It's
sometimes, yeah. But
yeah, well, you know what I mean.
I do. No. Most people.
I know there's different variances where it could be a little.
No, I'm only laughing because like a lot of people don't know, like with wrestling, like all these wrestlers you see wrestling on Raw and SmackDown, NXT, they're all independent contractors. Every one of them.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I'm just saying, it's a rare thing. Like, I guess I'm not looking at it from the performer wrestling angle. I'm looking at more so a case of, you know, guys that and women that I talk to that
in production.
Correct. Yeah. And they work for a number of different companies over the course of the year.
Correct.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So I want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. What do you think of the new allegations against the New England Patriots? Do Your Job, the web series. Has any of that video come out yet?
No, it's probably a fake name, fake title, everything.
Like when, I'm curious.
Cheat on Your Job, it should be called.
It's a web series, yeah, exactly. Do Your Job.
Cheat at Your Job, that's the new series.
But wouldn't you think that series would be coming out throughout the course of the year, that there would be episodes out already? Or is that something they put out in like March? There are
some on Patriots.com. There's
Mike, you watch it?
Do Your Job, the equipment staff.
Wait, say a lot again.
Oh, okay. Do Your Job, the equipment staff.
The equipment staff is out. Episode 1. I'll investigate more during the break.
Maybe we should watch it on the air. Do a watch along.
So this is the one time where they're doing the Do Your Job, the scouting department, and they're at a team that they're about to face. They could have picked basically any team, right?
Yeah. I know. They want to beat the Bengals. They want to beat the doors off the Bengals.
I don't think it takes much.
They want to beat the britches off the Bengals.
Yes. Yeah, there's a whole bunch here. Video department, athletic training staff.
Why would they even try to be so creative when they have so much sketch on them as it is over the years?
That's a good question.
Right or wrong, why would you do that? They don't need the money. They're trying to provide content now?
Yeah.
It's enough content just having Belichick talk.
Well, they realize the run's coming to an end with Brady.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
It's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line of 855-212-4227 brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah, we're talking about the Patriots, everything going on with the Pats. With the latest thing with the video, you know, their production team.
Do your job.
Yeah, do your job. Let's talk to Don, listening in California, 6:80 a.m. Don, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
Yeah, I just think one of you said the NFL won't protect them, but the last time they got caught with the signals, the NFL was destroying the film because they're trying to protect themselves from a black eye, too. So I think they'll protect them if they can.
Well, they did destroy the video evidence.
One of you, I think that was you, Moose. One of you.
Well, they what? Yeah. They destroyed.
No, I'm just
the,
saying.
No, they destroyed the video evidence. Did they not? Did they not reprimand the Pats? Did they not? Did they not take draft choices away? Did they not fine New England?
Yeah, but I think that's after somebody found out they destroyed the evidence. I think that's what happened to bring it all out.
Oh, I don't think that. No, I think once Mangini notified the NFL, then it was going to come out. I don't think they wanted everyone out there to be basically watching the video of what New England was doing. New England was wrong, and they got reprimanded by the NFL.
They did. They definitely did.
You know, it's not like the NFL turned a blind eye to it. You and I and Taz and everybody else out there couldn't see the video that they were shooting. They destroyed all that. I agree with that. But you know, I didn't. But they did hand them down. They did. It was more than a slap on the wrist for the New England
punishment.
Patriots.
Yeah. Yes. Big punishment. All right. Don, great. Good talk. All right.
Don was...
Yeah, no, one of you. Yeah. Learn who's who. Learn who's new. We have two different voices. Learn who's who, Don. Okay, Moose and I don't sound the same. Brad Heller's here. He don't sound like us.
No.
Bobby Heller. We all have different type voices.
Who's who?
Learn who's who. Let's go to Houston. Talk to Joseph. Joseph, welcome to the show. I'm Taz, okay, and Moose is here. He's the co-host of the show. Hello. Yes.
Moose showed up today? Oh, that's awesome, man.
That's funny.
Very poke, nice, Joseph. Line of the day, early in the show.
Poke the bear a little bit. So listen, the Patriots don't do anything without trying to get an upper foot. But my perspective of this as a viewer, you guys, you know, obviously tell the news and talk about it. Like, okay, so what if they were scouting Cincinnati to kind of check to see if Belichick still had his edge, if he was still doing what he was supposed to be doing on his end? Look, I've never heard that many words come out of Belichick's mouth in an interview.
That's a good point.
I honestly don't believe he had anything to do with it. But maybe Robert Kraft is trying to see if Belichick is scouting properly, if he's doing his job, the means that he's supposed, you know, the way that he's supposed to be doing things on his bench.
Joseph, you think they were doing it to make sure that Belichick's scouts were scouting properly?
I mean, they don't do anything without trying to get the benefit of the doubt out of it, right? Like, nobody on that team does anything without trying to have the upper hand. Yeah, absolutely. I think maybe Robert Kraft is questioning Belichick's scouting. And he's scouting another team. Who's going to let him in? Oh, the Bengals? Yeah, obviously they're going to let him in to look at their coaches because they got nothing to protect right now. So I think from that stance, I think that there could be something there.
Now, you know, and Joseph, thanks a lot for the call. And what you say is basically you're not wrong. I mean, you're echoing the sentiment of I think the Patriots are the last team in the NFL that will be getting the benefit of the doubt. Now, it wasn't like they were in the coach's box on the same level as the press box, Taz. It's not like you're going up there and seeing the defensive coordinator sitting there for the Cincinnati Bengals, and right over his shoulder is the Patriots film crew.
Got a Patriot polo shirt on.
Right, exactly.
What is that
with
guy doing?
With the do your job knit hoodie.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not that. Yeah. They were in the press box. Now, what you hinted upon, and you mentioned the report by Rossini from ESPN saying that the film crew did shoot these Bengals sideline the entire first quarter.
Yeah.
So that raises an eyebrow. If indeed that is the case, that certainly raises an eyebrow.
Yeah, and the Bengals, the employee basically said something to the media relations, and then the Bengals security went and talked to this person who worked for Kraft. And that's how they referenced it. Meanwhile, the person was wearing a Patriots, well, I guess because he worked for Kraft, was wearing a Patriots shirt or jacket or whatever he was wearing, and they interviewed him. So, but that was also on tape, the interview session. So the cameraman, I'm reading this here, the cameraman asked if they could just delete the footage and it could all be forgotten per the source. Already. That's not too sketchy.
Well, no, that's not right. Correct. That is not too sketchy at all. Right. Well,
Wow.
I mean, unless it's a case of where it's, I mean, if they're doing a web series, I guess I'm looking at it from their perspective saying, listen, it's the Bengals. They have not been advanced scouting every other team in the NFL. It's not like this happened to the Baltimore Ravens, right? It is the Bengals.
I know, and I agree, and it sounds crazy.
And it's like, not like it's been then founding, you know, as Mike ran some of the series before, Taz, it's not like they've been doing the advanced scout all season long, right? I mean, they've done basically the equipment manager, the strength coach, all different guys that work and gals that work for the Patriots and the jobs that they do over the course of the year. This is one instance, and it's the Bengals.
Right? No, I know, but I could get really crazy into the whole conspiracy theories. Because it could just be that they've been setting the table early on. Once they saw things weren't going right, they said, I'm a hater of the Patriots, so I'm probably even the wrong guy to even talk about any of this, because I'm going to paint them in a bad light right away. But, you know, it could be a thing where it's like, like everybody would say what you're saying. Well, geez, it's the Bengals. It's the Bengals. Why would they do this against the Bengals? And I agree with you on that. A couple of reasons would be they don't want to keep it even close. That's number one, which if... The Bengals shouldn't keep it close, but not only that, maybe it's a thing where New England, it's more of let's set the table because we got the Bills after that, and they don't want to lose that Bills game, and they got the Bills at home. And even though they played the Bills already, and then they got Miami, another thing they should smoke. So it could be that they're kind of setting a table of taping stuff and doing this, you know, just to and doing the strength coach and this and that. And it's all a ruse. The whole thing is just I don't understand why they would even do this series. Maybe it's just for their fan base. I don't know if it's behind a subscription wall to give people that are real Patriot fans. I mean, they're entitled to do what they want, but during the season, it sounds a little crazy. That's something that they wouldn't. That's not very Patriot-like. You know, it's all focused on the games.
Well, it is. Well, I get. I mean, I haven't watched it, so I'm not going to pretend. I would imagine there's short videos on detailing what people have to do in order to what people do on a day in day out basis, right? So if you film the equipment manager, you get a feel of what he or she does on a day in day out basis.
Yeah, pull the curtain back, bro.
Right. That's the point. I mean, I don't know. I mean that. I'm not a Patriots lover, so it's not like I'm there on the Patriots. It's not there I'm there on the Patriots website on a day in day out basis, watching what they're doing in terms of on the digital platform. I don't know. I just after getting your hand caught in the cookie jar once, you're going to go back and do it again?
Yeah, I think they get their hand caught in the cookie jar more than once. But get your drift
this level.
No, I meant with the bust a couple years ago with the Jets filming the defense. Right, they had that. And a bunch of different. We got hell here. We got to go to hell. We could talk about.
Well,
this
that was Mangini, correct?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, and that was right. But I'm saying that whole videotaping thing and videotaping practices. I know the report was that they videotaped the walkthrough of the Rams before the Super Bowl down in New Orleans, which drew the ire of the Rams. You're going to go back to that again? I mean, you know, I don't know. But right, Heller's here. What's going on, Brad?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hello, Heller.
Go ahead, buddy.
All right, this report sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Monday Night Football, the Eagles were on their way to a fourth straight loss, down 17-3 to the Giants at halftime in Philadelphia, but they rallied and forced overtime.
Wentz in the gun. Scott to his left. Wentz takes the snap. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Touchdown. Eagles win. Zach Ertz.
Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio. Second, Carson Wentz to Zach Ertz connection. The final 23-17. Doug Peterson's club gets to 6-7 and is now tied with the Cowboys for first in the NFC East.
To me, this was a big team win today. Our defense played outstanding. A lot of our young players really stepped up and had impact, impacts in this football game. Carson obviously was a big part of that, and he had an impact. But great team effort today, and credit the defense for keeping us in there.
Yeah, that Eagles D shut out Eli Manning and the Giants after halftime. Eli threw two touchdown passes in his first start since week two, but the Giants have now tied a franchise record with their ninth straight loss. They are 2-11. A couple of injury notes for Philly, by the way. Alshon Jeffrey and Lane Johnson were both carted off, foot and ankle issues respectively. NBA, the Bucks have now won 15 straight, 110-101 over the Magic. Giannis scored 32. Milwaukee is 21-3, tied with the Lakers for the best record. Derrick Rose was the star for the Pistons.
103-103. Rose, down to 5 seconds. Rose, got to get something going. Spinning.
Got him. Game time.
That's the call on Pistons Radio. Final score, Pistons 105, Pelicans 103. The Kings stunned the Rockets 119-118 in Houston on a Nemanja Bjelica 3 at the buzzer. Paul George scored 36 points. Going back to Indianapolis, Clippers beat the Pacers 110-99. Celtics all over the Cavs 110-88. Gordon Hayward was back after missing a month with a broken hand. He scored 14. Heisman Trophy finalists, Joe Burrow of LSU, Jalen Hurts of Oklahoma, and Ohio State teammates Justin Fields and Chase Young. The winner will be announced Saturday in New York City. Steven Strasburg was the story on the first full day of baseball's winter meetings. His 7-year, $245 million deal to stay with the Nationals, the largest contract ever for a pitcher, which Gerrit Cole is expected to break. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Alan.
We appreciate it.
How about that story with Burrow on a side note here? Did you see where he wanted to go to Nebraska?
Burrow?
And Nebraska told him he wasn't good enough.
When he was transferred, you're saying? Yes. Ohio State. Oh, God. Scott Frost, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, wow. Now I saw someone tweet that story out yesterday.
You're not good enough.
No, you're not good enough. And he goes down to LSU.
I might win the Heisman.
And he's going to be the first LSU quarterback ever to win the Heisman.
I know.
He ties, what, an SEC record for passing touchdowns in a year.
Yeah, great, man.
And, I mean, think about that.
Wow. Frost was a quarterback at Nebraska. And everything he's done there, yeah.
We'll come back.
Was he there when that happened?
With what, Burrow?
It was Frost. He took over last year at Nebraska. Right?
I don't know if Frost was there. I'm not sure.
He might not have been there. So I buried him for no reason.
I just saw the quote from Burrow saying that he said he wanted to go to Nebraska, and he was, quote, told he was not good enough.
Wow.
Well, he goes to LSU.
And tears it up. Listen, we got calls on the other side of the break.
Yes.
I got other things I want to say about Do Your Job from the Patriots. There's a lot we have to cover here.
All right.
Very busy show.
That's all comes your way next. It's Taz and the Moose on a Tuesday, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Player of the Week is brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done. This week it's Derrick Rose. Rose hit the game-winning jumper with 0.3 seconds left to lift the Pistons past the Pelicans 105-103 in New Orleans. Rose scored 17 of his team-high 21 points in the fourth quarter as Detroit won for the fourth time in five games. Player of the Week was brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com.
All right, before the break, Heller did his update. I was checking out some stuff about this Do Your Job on the New England Patriots website. Mm. And during the break, you and I both were taking a look at some of the other videos. I didn't realize how high-end produced this thing is. This is season two also, by the way. I think that's very important to bring up. So any sketchiness with this, and you know me, I'm not going to give the Patriots any benefit of the doubt, but I have to say, Number one, they're putting a lot of money in this web series. They're like 10-minute clips. This is not like a one-hour show. And that's what a lot of companies do now for content. They don't put long-form video. It's a big thing in content world. You do short-form. That's where you can get advertising on it. So the Patriots, I guess they just do it for their fan base or what have you. But they have a scouting department do your job, like we were talking about. They have Jim Whalen and his training staff. And it's actually really good. I mean, and the production's really, really good. Now, this one that they did at the Browns-Bengals game, shooting footage during an opponent or a potential opponent, or a future opponent, I should say. I don't see anything on here like that unless I'm missing something.
Next year, last year, they didn't do any of that.
I'm looking at these old episodes, I don't think so. Like I'm looking at here, it's inside the Patriots video department. Ooh, that's something. That's one to watch. what it takes to feed the New England Patriots. So you talk to this chef, guy, Ted Harper. Yeah, the dietitian. Yeah. And then you got the team sports dietitian again. Ted Harper's getting a big push.
Maybe it's all on the up and up.
The video department might be.
The Patriots deserve the benefit of the doubt.
Man, they got a lot of video department once. Do your job. This guy with the mustache. He's got like the big mustache like the guy from the Chopper show.
Okay. The handlebar?
I wonder if that's this guy. Oh, man. It's gone now. Look at how this thing's produced. I mean, this is the video department one. I mean, this is like the open of it.
That's nice.
This really done well. Like, multi-camera shoots, high-end Jones. I mean, but, you know, Kraft's a billionaire. But, I don't know.
Well, it's also selling your brand, too, right? I mean, the do your job, that whole thing that
they're trying to push
on.
That, you know?
Right.
Imagine
correct.
We had the drop. That's
well,
the guy.
There he is, Jimmy D.
I wonder if that's the guy who got busted.
Video director.
Well, not busted. I wonder if that's the guy, that guy's an employee, dude. That guy's not an independent contractor, Jones.
Oh, it's narrated by Matthew Slater.
You know him?
He's on the Pats. He's the special teams ace.
Oh, Jackie, Matthew Slater. Jackie
Slater's son.
Ah, yes.
I don't know if he narrates them all.
Dude,
but
this guy, if this is the cat with the mustache here, if he was on the side of that Bengals-Browns game, that's a little sketchy. That's an employer. That guy's not an independent contractor.
Well, but we don't. I agree with that, but he's the guy. I have no idea if Jimmy D is the guy. You're right. If that's the guy, but I don't know if he's necessarily the guy.
Yeah, I know. Dustin, good Louisiana. Talk to Dustin. Listen to 103.7 FM. Dustin, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
This has got to be the funniest Patriots fail of my lifetime. How in the world do you get caught of videotaping of all teams the Cincinnati Bengals? The 1-15 Cincinnati Bengals. I tell you what, Bob Kraft, he must be cursing the dawn of technology. This man can't cheat on his wife or the game of football at peace.
That's a fair point.
Dang.
Well, be careful what strip mall you're headed to.
Dustin, we appreciate the call. Wow.
Yeah, that's a good line right there.
That was funny.
That's the drop the mic. That's why Dustin didn't say anything. Yeah, lay out.
He knows.
You
he
drop
knows what
it.
He's doing. Dustin's smart. He's
smart.
You
did a nice job.
Yes. This guy called yesterday while you weren't here. John in Jersey.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
So what happens, Moose?
What's up, John?
If you're not here and John calls, which is very rare, and this happened yesterday, the poor guy gets ridiculed.
Oh, just ripped?
Oh, like, why are you calling? What, you know, yeah. And he actually called. He's as nice as he always is. John, you were not mishandled as a caller yesterday on the show, right?
No. I was mocked a little bit that that I called without the Moose being on the line.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah.
It was a lot of love in the room.
It was
on a
little
Monday.
Mocking, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
I hit him with one of these. You do realize Moose is out today, right?
Oh.
I did text Moose before I called you, though.
Shocking.
And asked him if it was okay if I called in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
Please tell me you're joking.
Not these jokes.
All right.
He did not text me.
He had me hook, line, and sinker.
No,
I believe
not. He did not text me.
No.
That's funny, though. John, what's the deal with your Patriots? What are they doing? They're cheating? What's going on?
Well, you know, maybe we can get the Patriots video people to help us hook up Taz and Moose with some video.
All right. Maybe they could, right? That's exactly right.
That's funny.
High-level production crew going up there. Do your job.
Well, he's circling up because the company didn't give us video. Remember,
we
kicked ass for 2 days. We had great numbers and decided, no video. And even they had meetings with us, and they lied. Remember that?
Yes, they lied, right.
Yeah, they lied right to our face.
And then it just got passed on. That's, what was the
And yet
lie?
They want me to go to their holiday party.
Oh, yeah, the holiday party was last night. I did not attend.
Oh, it was last night, huh?
It was last night.
You know, I there was an email that went out. You know, some of you guys are not replying. And I'm like, I kind of replied on the air about that holiday party.
You did. Yeah. You did. They got played on Boomer and Geo locally on WFAN. I did reply to the email.
Yeah, that was reply all.
Yes.
The
exactly
whole nation
right.
I replied to. Yes. John, you heard my reply about the holiday party, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, John.
I was very impressed with it, by the way.
Thank you.
I would have replied the same way.
Yeah. I'm sure I didn't pull that railroad spike out of my hamstring instead of going to that party.
So, John, why can't your team stop cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Look. This is
why do you always have to cheat, John? Why do the Pats always have to cheat?
All this does is this leads to the Pat haters and the conspiracy theorists or those all rolled into one. Like
that's me. That's me.
Right. Of... we got him! Got him! This is nothing. This is now. Look, because of their history, I understand why people can think it or people can suppose it. They didn't. But if they were going to cheat, just sit in the stands and tape the sideline.
Why do it this way? Cloak and dagger gives you a little bit more coverage. They've got a web series.
It feeds into you.
It's the second year of the web series. Now they push the boundaries a little bit. They're no longer interviewing the team manager, the equipment manager, Belichick's assistant. Now let's get into the let's branch out a little bit. Let's start scouting scouts.
But John, let me ask you: if it's really no big deal, then it, as reported, the rumors are out there from Rossini's tweet, like. Why when the Bengals security guy interviewed the Kraft guy, the videographer, that interview was taped, so the NFL, I guess, has that. Why would the camera say, hey, can we just delete this footage and forgot all even happened? Like, if there's nothing sketchy going on, why would, I know you don't have the answer, but I'm just saying, like, that's why there it is. Now, again, it could be hearsay. I hate to, say something that's fact because this is something that is hearsay from a credible reporter and sportscaster like Rossini. But still, I mean, she's probably got a very strong, legitimate sources, I'm sure. But that's something you got to think about. When the cameraman, if that's true, and the camera says, can we just delete it and forget it even happened? Okay.
Well, and again, when you have the history that the Patriots have, and everybody's antenna with the Patriots, right, wrong, or indifferent, is the way it is, people are going to automatically, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. Who knows what the NFL is going to do? I mean, you're going to get the people now that are overreacting. I give them the death penalty. Take away all their picks.
But
would it shock me that if the NFL came out and took away a pick, a fine? Who knows?
Mm. Well, you got the, we talked about the Moose mentioned Mangini with the Jets, that whole deal. You know what happened? Also with the Rams, right? When St. Louis, they also accused the Pats of filming a walkthrough practice.
Right.
Super Bowl 36.
Right.
And also, Moose, yesterday, and I was going to say it yesterday, but I was waiting for the Moose to come back.
Oh, Moose, I love that.
Taz missed a big opportunity yesterday because one of the stories on Sunday was what happened to the Chiefs' gear that it got misplaced.
Where
it got shipped, it got shipped to New Jersey.
Yeah. It was walking in at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Right, and because you have
Hold on, John. Yes. Okay, so Moose understands he is the co-host of the show. You're wrong what you just said because Taz did cover it. We talked about it. Hello.
Yes, we did talk about it.
Thank you. We did talk about it. So maybe you're not listening all 3 hours, John.
So you didn't listen. Yeah. You weren't locked in all 3 hours. That's a terrible job, John.
7:48, John.
The Moose wasn't on. I mean, come on.
But you got
Mike just said 7:48.
7:48, yes.
No.
According to Biseglia's...
guesswork.
Yes, notes.
No, but we did do it.
I used the word notes very loosely.
Bad job on my part.
Bogus brought it up. We brought it up. Bogus and I talked about it. But see what you did right there, sir? You took an opportunity to bash... me, because Moose wasn't.
No.
I know you didn't like me. I knew
you. Yeah.
No, he was just surprised. It was basically on a tee for you that he didn't hear you talk about it because it was more of the Patriot cloak and dagger conspiracy theory.
Right.
I'm surprised the Chiefs' equipment didn't end up in Istanbul.
Right. Well,
and also surprised that John wasn't involved with it.
No, John wanted love. John wanted attention. He's a moth himself.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
He wanted the attention.
Where's Patrick Mahomes' helmet? It's in Paris.
See what he just said, John? John wanted me to go on the air and say it's because of John that Wow.
Wow! Yes, exactly. Taz and I are simpatico. I love it.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow, look at this.
Yeah, no, John, I was kind of busy covering every NFL game yesterday with a guy like Bogus as an anchor. Okay, so I was
going to get your priorities straight there.
I was doing my job.
You ran around the league yesterday?
I went around the league, Moose.
Oh, there you go.
I went down to FLA. I went out to Philadelphia. I did the whole thing up to Beantown. I covered everything,
and Bogus didn't drag you.
No.
There's no drag on you.
No
drag on you. My God. Drag. No, I'm just asking.
No, there was no drag.
There's no...
Apparently, John doesn't think I did my job. So I'll do your job.
We'll come back. We'll talk about the Eagles, a little Monday Night Football, and the return of Eli for the Giants. That's next. Pat Booth, CBS Sports Radio.